Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome friends and soon to be friends. This is Motivation Champs Radio, where we interview inspiring guests and talk about today's issues. Today we are going to have a great show. We're going to have Ben Tyler on the show, and this guy is fascinating. I am a big fan, so get ready. We're going to bring Ben back here in a second. You're going to learn about a really special guy. Ben Tyler on Motivation Champs Radio today. I can't wait.
Opportunity seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo,
his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Plow. Snap back to reality.
All right, we're back here. This is Motivation Champs Radio, and I am your handsome host, Dominic Damaschke. Today we are going to have Ben Tyler on the show. I've been a fan for a while. I found this guy on the internet one day. He was going out, it looked like Times Square. He was going out and trying to, he said he was shy, so he was going out and trying to meet girls and had somebody videotaping it, and he was just asking them out on a date, saying, you know, sometimes in life you just got to go for it, and this is what this guy does. Ben is the real deal. He's the founder of the Client Enrollment Academy. He shows coaches and consultants how to attract quality leads and turn them into high-paying clients. It's impressive what he does. This guy also overcame substance abuse, drug abuse, gambling, and he was able to break free, surrounding himself with high-quality people and investing in mentorship. Ben is the man. I am honored to have him on. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dominique. Thank you for having me on. It was about a year and a half ago that we did this.
And it's crazy. Time flies.
That was the last time. Yes.
And the thing about Ben is this guy, he's got so much going on that we're going to get right into it. And you'll be fans like I am once we're done here. So, Ben, tell me, I met you. I see you on the internet asking, what made you go out and videotape you asking girls out in Times Square, wherever you are in New York City? What made you think to do that?
Well, my whole entire life, I mean, not my whole entire life, but since from 12 to 7 or 27, I just had this fear in life that I was inadequate. And at one point, I finally said, I have to be the, control my life. I got to control the world that I live in, and I got to stop pointing the finger at other people and pointing at myself and take control. So one of the things, I quickly progressed in 2 years. I went from showering with a garden hose to having a six-figure job in New York City. But the biggest fear, I think, for most men, at least, and our masculinity is being rejected by women. And it basically paralyzed me sometimes. Like a really attractive woman or a really high-quality woman, not even attractive, woman that, like, I'm like, man, this girl has so much high quality. I'm not good enough for her. I basically said, I got to get over this because I am high quality. I'm worth having a woman that I want in my life. So I started running around New York City and with a coach and learning what it's like to get rejected, and also learning that rejection isn't that bad of a thing. And actually, you really don't get rejected as much as you think you would. You know, whether a woman, you know, a couple women just said, get out of my face, but most of them at least said, thank you. You know, and it was.
All right, so hold on here. I'm an ugly guy. I got gangly arms and things like this. Ben's handsome. He looks like Derek Jeter. So what advice would you give? You're taking control. What advice would you give, you know, people that are afraid and say, well, Ben's super handsome, or this guy, look at his charisma. What would you give some advice just to say, how do we take control and, you know, build up our confidence and just go for it? Not necessarily getting chicks, but just going for it. How would we do
that? Yeah, going for it in general. Yeah. Listen, and this is going to be a little bit longer of a story, but stories have messages in them. When I was 12 years old, I sat my mother down, and I remember bawling my eyes out, pleading for her to give me attention. And she was obsessed with making my sister the prom queen. And she wasn't able to show me that love and affection that I wanted. And from that moment, I told myself I would never be hurt again and that I had to earn love. And it went in a cycle, which got me into addiction, but feeling inadequate. Yeah, I am an attractive guy, but I felt I was the ugliest person in the world, especially the shame when I had the addictions and I felt I was worthless. I thought no one could ever love me, like me, care for me or whatever. And it was, the thing is we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And out of those 60,000 thoughts, 48,000, 80% of our thoughts are negative. Why we're not good enough. Why we can't have this. Why we're going to get rejected. And the point is you have to stop listening to those thoughts. We're our own tormentors of our life. Would you hang out, Dominic, would you hang out with a friend who 80% of the time told you how worthless you were, how you were fat, you were ugly, and all of those things?
No way, man.
Yeah, we're the tormentor of our own mind. And if you stop listening to that voice and you say, you know what, I am good enough. I do deserve to talk to that girl. I do deserve that client. I want to serve that client. I'm going to go up and I'm going to tell them that. Or, you know, I feel this way. I deserve to tell my wife, my husband, my partner that I'm hurt. And I deserve to let them know that because I'm worth it. And when you start telling yourself that and you take those actions, you start realizing that fear is really just a delusion that we create for our life. And we all have fears and uncomforts, but if you just start pushing through them and experiencing them, you start realizing, man, I just really get in my own way. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
the same
fire.
Way, Dominique. You go ahead.
No, you're on fire here. Like, I'm thinking that I know I've challenged you over the years. You got to write a book. Fear is a delusion we create for ourselves. You're worth it. This stuff is gold, man. So go on, continue what you're saying. I don't want to mess you up.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm relating to you. I mean, you know this. You had a failed restaurant. That didn't stop you. And it's just, you know, you have to just, you got to try. I mean, the Eminem song you opened it up with. We only got one shot in this world. And, you know, I believe I'm a spiritual person. I believe in an afterlife. But, like, this is the life I'm living right now. And I can't, you know, I've got to live this one life right now. And why hold back?
Go on, go on. Hey, so what I want to ask you, it's weird that, like, you touched on it there a little bit, so I want to give it the respect it's due. Now,
let's give it
to I know you face some addiction. And here, like, same
yep.
thing. I'm thinking, how is this guy, handsome guy, seems to have it all. He's got charisma. He's a total package. How does it happen? Addiction's big in this area. I'm from Pennsylvania. Addiction's
mm-hmm.
huge. How does it happen?
Everybody has everyone has their own philosophy, right? And a lot of people say it's genetic and it's all this. I don't believe that. It's to me, addiction occurs because of trauma that's happened in your life, whether it's big or it's small. You know, I lived in a great house. I come from a upper middle class family. We went on trips to Europe. I had a great life, but I had trauma for the fact that I didn't believe my mother loved me and I was never good enough for her love. That's trauma. That led me, and I closed myself off, and your soul, your heart, your spirit needs a companion. And a lot of us who have been traumatized in our life, we use alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex as ways to fill that need in our hearts. And it's, you know, it's not, there's no big answer to it, but it's some kind of trauma that's happened in our life, no matter if it's big or small.
So, Ben, I'm going to give our sponsor some love here, but I want you to think about something for 15 seconds, 30 seconds. I'm going to ask you, and you can think about it, how you overcame it. So here's a guy, like you said, making six figures. Now he's getting into alcohol, drugs, gambling. Think about how you overcome it, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, awesome. I wanted to tell you about Integrity Realty. Integrity Realty is our sponsor, and they are selling lots, lawn by lawn. They are moving like crazy, selling homes like crazy. If you're buying, if you're selling a house, you'll want to look up Integrity Realty, Bob Hamilton. Or if you're trying to get into the business, or if you're an agent who doesn't think you're getting the proper split, Integrity Realty has some of the best splits in the business. So you want to look up Bob Hamilton and Integrity Realty. They're doing a great job, and they will sell your home. Okay, back to you, Baron. I gave you some time to think about it. So how did you overcome it? You're down in the dumps. You're worried about your mother's love. Now you're going down a path you don't want to be on. How did you stop it? What did you do?
There wasn't one big moment, but there's a moment I was arrogant, I was cocky, and the thing that made me realize I needed a change first, which is important, is I failed a test that was going to propel my career. And I was overcompensating with arrogance, my lack of self-worth. And in that moment, I said, I need to take control. And I told myself, I want to change quickly. So I just started investing in myself with coaches, the smartest people I could find that I could afford. Some of them I couldn't even afford. I found ways to afford them. And I needed, for me, I needed to surround myself with people that overcame adversity, overcame addiction, were not only overcame it, but living in their dream, because I always felt there was greatness in me. And I believe everybody feels there's greatness in them. And I wanted to be around people that overcame the adversity and also stood in their greatness. So I started investing in coaching. And that's why I'm on my path now. We all have gifts in this world. And my gift is I'm very good at messaging. I'm very good at speaking and helping people take their talents and monetizing them. That's my superpower. And I invest in other people's superpowers, which is helping me, figure out what's going on in my head, why I didn't feel good enough, making me stand in my power. And it was really investing in myself. And my mission is for everyone to share their gifts and talents how they're meant to.
Ben, so this is what's cool about this guy. I mean, he's the real deal. He does what he says he's going to do. So here's Ben. He's telling us he's making six figures in New York City. Now, I follow everything you do. I'm like, what do you call that? Like internet troll, what Ben Tyler's doing. So this guy, he goes, quits his job, moves from New York to, where are you at now, Minnesota, and starts a coaching business?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
To the middle of nowhere, a lot of us would say. So tell us about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people probably like, Ben, you're nuts. What are you doing? So tell us how you got there and what you're thinking.
Yeah. So when I got sober, I realized that I wanted to come back home. My sister was having kids. My parents retired and they're that last quarter. And I didn't want that life to be done on Facebook and phone calls anymore. When I opened up myself, I wanted to finally be able to experience what it was to have a family where it was just, anyways, yes, I went back to be with my family, but also there's opportunity. I saw Milwaukee where I live, as a place of opportunity because nobody's serving anybody here. And I look at Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, no one's doing anything, seminars, no one's really investing in coaching. And everyone told me I was crazy. People in New York said it was too small of a market to build out Client Enrollment Academy. And everybody in Milwaukee said, nobody wants it here. Nobody wants to invest in themselves. No one cares about this personal development. No one wants to stay in their power. We just want to live, have our nice, cushy 8-to-5 job and come home and be with our families. That's just the Midwest mentality. And they can have that belief system. I had a different one. And we, in the end, are all just people. I don't care if you're in California, you're in New York, you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're in Australia, you're in the moon, the Milky Way, we're all people. And we want the best for our lives. And we want to stand in our true potential and get rid of these breakthroughs and live confidently. And I just saw this huge place where nobody's doing anything. And I decided to deliver it. And I was able, everyone said it couldn't be done. This is in California. No one's going to spend 3 days together. I put on a seminar. I had 11 people Super Bowl weekend. No one's going to go to a seminar Super Bowl weekend. Well, I had 11 people there, and we worked on people's businesses and, you know, changed their perspective. And it's not just me doing this. I mean, I have a massage therapist who's doing $120 massages, now enrolling clients in $80,000 packages for a year. And it's just because we believe differently. We have a different belief system.
All right. So tell me, so I'm out in Milwaukee, or let's say I want you to come to Pittsburgh because I'm so inspired by you. I need you. I'm in Milwaukee. What am I going to learn when I come to their client enrollment academy?
The big things that I teach is I teach messaging and story. The biggest thing that people buy is they buy you. And we've all heard it, but the issue is we're so afraid to share ourselves. And the world of perfection, people don't want perfection anymore. They want you. They want the tattered, dirty version of you because that's real and that's relatable. So I teach people how to tell powerful story, how to use, I mean, the best speakers in the world, the best salesmen, the best influencers are all phenomenal storytellers. You need to be one too. And so we teach that, and then we teach how you can start having real, authentic, powerful sales conversations. And people hate the sales conversations because we've all been sold to, right? We've all had someone try to jam a product down our throat that we didn't want, and we don't want to do that to other people. But there's a different way you can have a conversation with people. And I share that how to go about having that conversation.
It sounds like how long does this take? I mean, what's going on? Am I like, do I walk out after an hour like a changed man, or what's the transformation in a person?
Coming to the event, working with me, or you're talking about the sales conversation?
I'm talking about I meet Ben. I go to the client enrollment academy. I'm energized. How quickly can I turn it around and start changing my life?
You can change your – I mean, I want to say, as a salesman, I'm supposed to say, you know, week, you're going to change it. It just depends where you're at. You know, Nicole, the massage therapist, she just changed her conversations with the client she already had. If you're just starting out and you got a gift and talent that you want to share with the world, you know, we can start having you making money in 6 weeks and getting clients. And most people can't do that. You know, I share my resources, my network. One of my clients, Reese, he had anxiety and he overcame anxiety without using medication. And he wanted to help other people with that. And in 6 months, we were able to get him, I think he had 6 to 8 clients. He was co-author of 2 books. And like, he was finally sharing his message with the world. And it depends.
Just to cut in there, Ben goes across the globe. Reese is from Australia. And changing people's lives in Australia, not just Milwaukee, not just New York City. I mean, this guy, he does what he says, and he changes people's lives. Go on.
Yeah, but it really, you know, I'm not going to – you can – if you change your conversation with the clients you have, you can start making what you're worth. You can start actually charging what you're worth. And if you're just starting out, you can, you know, in 6 weeks, 2 months, we can have you having massive momentum. It's not – but you have to – we all want things done quickly, right? We all want things, quick gratification. It really comes to patience and it comes to consistency, putting in the work, preparing, and just getting uncomfortable. Life is about getting uncomfortable.
Wow, man, you got some spot on comments. Getting uncomfortable. Life is about getting uncomfortable. Wow, you are on.
But yeah, but when you think about it though, I mean, Dominic, when you think about it, when you're scared of something, most of the time that fear is because you really want it, right?
Absolutely.
And it's just you get that feeling. And one of my friends, he's a musician. I said to him, you know, Joseph Dane, he plays all around the world. Do you still get nervous when you perform on stages? Because, you know, you've performed hundreds and hundreds of times. And he goes, yeah, but I don't think about it as nervousness. I think about it as excitement. And he's flipped that fear and said, it's excitement because I get to share my message, my voice with full, you know, sometimes it's 5 people, sometimes it's 200 people. But like, I, instead of being nervous about it, I get excited.
Absolutely. You know, Ben, I tell people, I had an intern recently that came to some of my presentations with me, and I told her, yeah, when she'd ask me some questions before, she'd say, well, Dominic, are you nervous? And I'd say, yeah, I'm nervous. But when you've prepared, when you're ready for something, you know you've done the work. I know that this is nervous, but that's a good thing. That shows that I care. But when I get up there, I am going to kick ass because I know that I paid the price. I practiced. I was ready. So, yeah, because I care about it, I say it's a little nerves, but really, I know I'm going to kick ass because I prepared and I'm ready to rock it. So, hey, let me ask. How can we, Ben, you are the man. The Client Enrollment Academy, it's obviously the place to be, changing lives. How can we support you?
Well, I appreciate that. The best way you can support me is anyone, just check me out. Start following me if you're interested, or share it with somebody else. You can go to clientenrollmentacademy.com. You can Google Benjamin Tyler. The best way you can support me is just by, you know, coming into my world and communicating with me and saying hello and just letting me know that what I'm doing is impacting you in some way, because that's what keeps me going.
Ben, think about it. We're gonna part ways here in a minute. But Ben is on point. You got to support this guy. Like I said, I've been following him for a couple of years, and from seeing him try to ask girls out in New York City or traveling across the country to Milwaukee, following his passion. I mean, I am a fan. I know he's delivering on what he's saying he's doing, and he's living his dream. Ben, is there anything you'd like to leave us with today? You know, you got these fears of delusion we create for ourselves. Getting uncomfortable with yourself. Is there something you want to leave us with today that will – a little nugget that will leave us wanting more?
I don't know if I got a nugget wanting more, but I just want to say we all have hurdles. We all have feelings inside of us that we need to break through to stand at our potential. And I may not be able to give it to you, but you need to go and you need to find somebody to support you. And you got to find a mentor. And it can't be a friend. It can't be someone in your family. It needs to be a third party of someone that can really help you see life from a different world. And find that person. Get in their world. Maybe there's a mentorship. Maybe you got to pay them. But get them in your life so that you can have the life that you want. Because we all want more, and we all deserve more.
Ben Tyler, Client Enrollment Academy, thank you for being on the show today. We love you. You are the man.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we'll talk again soon. Take it easy, buddy.
Yep, bye.
Ben Tyler, the Client Enrollment Academy, he told us so much today. This guy's super inspiring. Get uncomfortable with yourself. Fear is a delusion we create for ourselves. He was on point today. I want to say, if you need to get in touch with Dominic Damaschke or Motivation Champs, look us up, www.motivationchamps.com, or on Twitter at DomD1000. I am Dominic Damaschke, your host. Love talking with you. If you know somebody inspiring, somebody with something positive to say, we'd love to talk to them. Hook them up with us. At our core, at Motivation Champs, what we do is we share inspiration. www.motivationchamps.com. We share inspiration. That through publishing books, speaking events, or 24/7 on social media at DomD1000 or our Motivation Champs pages. So we'd love to have you. Come share something with us. Thank you, Ben Tyler, for being on the show today. Great guest. I hope you guys check him out. Look at his pages. Really follow him. Great guy. Fear is a delusion we create for ourselves. Until next time, if you get knocked down, get back up and keep swinging.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time.